find him in the bar, like 50 miles, and you give him a bottle of whiskey and $20 American, and he'll get you into the town.
It says, I asked, why did so many Irish go to Boston? I asked Jeeves, and this is what they told me. 1846 to 1852, a blight that devastated the potato crop.
Yeah, we know about the potato crop.
Led
famine.
To a great famine. Vinny Barbarino talked about it on Welcome Back, Carter, and John Travolta. It resulted in widespread starvation, disease, and death. Seeking refuge and opportunity, thousands of Irish began to migrate to urban centers in the British Isle and abroad, including Boston.
Yeah, but why Boston?
It was the closest place on the boat. You know, Chicago is all the way. You have to, like, take a... Back then, you probably would have had to take a horse or a mule, maybe a trolley.
No, you just take the plane.
No, not back then.
Yeah.
1846 to 52?
You got to find the guy who knows
Wright
the Wright brothers.
Weren't even around yet.
Yeah, they were. You got to find the guy who knows the Wright
they
brothers.
They were peeing in their pants.
You give him a bottle of whiskey, yeah. $20 American.
No, they weren't even around
to Chicago.
Yet. Wright brothers were born like the 1880s.
No, they took trains out to Chicago. I mean, there was a whole network of trains that ran across.
Well, you know
the
who built the trains? The Irish.
The Irish.
Yep.
Actually,
they
China,
had to go to Boston first, and they're like, let's go to Chicago. We'll build a train.
Western half of the country, they were all built by the Chinese.
Yeah, the Chinese, yeah. Yeah. What's better, Chinese food or Irish food?
Oh, Chinese, hands down.
Think so?
Yeah.
All right. All right.
I mean, they're both going to have the same impact on your lower GI.
Yeah.
Ultimately.
I think the Chinese food is more apt to kill you than the Irish
yeah,
food.
Yeah, but it's tastier going in.
Yeah, this is all kinds of chemicals on it. All kinds of spices and opium and things like that.
That's what makes it tasty.
You know what's an underrated Irish dish? Guinness stew. You don't see
Guinness
that
stew?
Enough.
Guinness, that's right.
Guinness stew is awesome.
That's a
Guinness
good one.
Stew is a
Guinness
good one.
Stew is awesome.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts.
Sally O'Brien's used to make a really nice Guinness beef stew.
Yeah, I don't know if I like the bread bowl or not, because it could fall apart. And I don't want to eat the whole damn thing.
You're not eating the soup fast enough.
You eat the whole bowl?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
There's always so much left. I'd rather dunk bread into the soup.
Oh, you go to Panera, you get the tomato soup, and the bread bowl is magnifico.
Yeah.
I don't know what the Irish
see, the Guinness,
of magnifico
yeah.
is.
I was trying to
the Guinness stew is good. What is? I also like the French onion soup. That's not Irish, though. I like the French onion soup is probably my favorite soup. Why don't we have a nice, well, we have Bastille Day, but nobody does anything in the U.S. with that.
No.
I think we should all start dressing up like the French on Bastille Day. They kind of stuck up, though. The French.
Well, the French, keep in mind, the French are also all real thin. And
yeah.
That fashion does not work on the American body.
How can they eat for like 3 hours in the afternoon every day? They go to lunch for like 3-4 hours a day. It's part of their work day.
Yeah.
And they're so thin. I'd be eating cheese, drinking wine
that's
every day
like
and be
the
like
only,
the whale.
That's
like
the only
Brendan
meal
Fraser.
They eat.
Yeah.
It's like they spend 3 hours
a
in the middle
nosh.
Of the day eating food.
Yeah.
And then it's like they'll have a snack in the morning and a snack at night.
You know what I think they do? They talk all the time. So they're burning calories as they're eating.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah. They're putting those little cheeses in their mouth and burning those calories right off.
And, and smoking cigarettes.
I remember being in Paris, and it was like breakfast. It'd be like, here's a croissant. I'm like, where's breakfast? And they're like, this is breakfast.
What's a nice...
It's like, what?
Nice Irish cheese.
Where's my bacon and eggs and, you know, a side of beef and huevos rancheros and all the other things that I expect from an American breakfast? Where is the jelly tower?
You ever have an Irish cheddar?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like greenish. It's like a yellowish greenish. It's weird looking. They're tasty, though.
It's... I'll take a Vermont cheddar over an Irish, and you know, shoot me now. It's
aristocratic, but okay.
It's the local stuff. It's good.
It is good.
Irish butter, on the other hand.
Oh, the best butter in the world.
Now we're talking.
That's the best butter in the world.
If you're if you're cooking so many things,
yeah,
you know, whether you're using butter with potatoes, or using butter with meat, or using butter with whatever, not for frying eggs, not for your breakfast stuff, but for everything else, you got to go with the Irish butter.
Oh, it's so good. The Kerrygold.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They even shape the little tub like it's a little thing of gold under a tree, which it pretty much is.
Yeah.
It's delicious. For an adult, that's like the equivalent of getting a shamrock shake.
Pretty much.
I did have a shamrock shake the other day. I splurged. But I didn't get the traditional because now it's got like whipped cream and all this foo-foo in it. It used to just be like this thick you know, vanilla shake that they put mint syrup in and made it green. But I got the Oreo Blizzard McFlurry. Boy, was it good. $5. It was worth every penny.
I think it was last year. Molly brought home a couple of those, and I had one. And the next day, I was crapping green.
Were you?
And I was like, oh, my God, what's wrong with me? Liver disease, you know.
If you haven't done the green beer before, use very small drops of the green dye. Otherwise, yes, you will be going green for a week, up to 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember doing that in college, and boy, yeah, everything was green. Like, it was literally the toilet water turned green.
Well,
That's how crazy it was after having, copious amounts of beers with green dye.
Well, that's the thing. It's hilarious if you remember...
Food coloring, green food coloring.
It's hilarious if you remember why your output is green.
Yeah.
But if you don't remember why your output is green and you're middle-aged, it's like, oh my God, I got to call somebody.
Yeah, that's how...
I need to go to urgent care.
That's how King George died. I think his water was blue and that was it. He went crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like you look down and all of a sudden your water's blue. It's like, something's wrong with me.
It's coming out.
I ain't a Smurf.
It's coming out green, Doc.
Something's wrong.
Have you had any Shamrock Shakes lately? Well, now that you mention it.
Yeah.
That Shamrock Shake I got, the syrup was all on top. You eat half of it, and the rest of it's vanilla.
Yeah, yeah, I noticed that. So it's vanilla, and they're putting the mint green sauce in it. They're not mixing it up.
No.
Yeah, they're putting that
putting
mint.
It all right on top.
That green sauce is questionable, too. That is a questionable shade of green.
The shortbreads.
It is.
The Irish shortbread cookies. Pretty good.
Those are good.
Yep. You know where the shamrock came from?
I know why they call it a shamrock.
All right. Enlighten us.
It's not a rock.
It is a clover. A young sprig, almost like a mint sprig. But a shamrock, traditionally a shamrock can be many different. It's not four leaf.
Traditionally, the shamrock.
It's traditionally three leaf.
Yes. Traditionally, the shamrock represents the Holy Trinity.
Uh-huh.
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And that was what Patrick used to educate the Irish about Christianity.
Who's your favorite of the three?
Father, Son, or the Holy Ghost?
Yeah.
Probably the Son. You know, we know more about him than the other two. And seemed like a pretty decent guy.
All right.
You know, definitely would have been down with some St. Patrick's Day partying, right?
Yep.
I don't think they had Irish back then. But if they had Irish people back then, I think he would have been cool with them.
An Irish lass. Is the lass slang? Can you say a lass still? You think that's something we can still use? It's a young woman or a girl.
Ah.
That's what the traditional...
You could probably say lass more commonly than you can say broad.
Broad is kind of demeaning now.
If we ask this individual...
It's still
for
a
their
fun comedy word.
If we ask this individual for their pronouns... you know, I don't want to make anyone uncomfortable.
I liked what George told me once. You want to relate that story about the preferred pronouns when somebody mentioned at work what the preferred pronouns should be for everybody at work in the class? It was a training. And I preferred not to answer. I prefer not to do it.
I prefer that you give it a shot.
I prefer not to care. But it's a wacky, wacky world. At least... We still have St. Patrick's Day. I'm actually kind of surprised that this holiday is still happening.
No, we got more of them now. We got more of them now.
We have more that are true. Okay, I can understand that.
We got Juneteenth now.
Okay.
We still have Columbus Day.
Yeah. Can we get Bastille Day in there somewhere for the French and me?
But the thing is...
Everybody kisses French from time to time.
If you want to celebrate Columbus Day, you got to go find like a North End. You gotta go find a Little Italy. Because every place else, it's now Indigenous Peoples Day.
Yeah, being Italian's kind of been brought down a couple of notches, hasn't it?
I think it's still okay to be Italian.
It's just not good to be Columbus.
You just don't want to be out there talking about what a great guy Columbus was.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You don't want to perpetuate the gangster stereotype as an Italian.
I think that's debatable these days, too.
Here's an idea. How about a giant clatter ring in the middle of Boston Common? What do you think?
Is that replacing that awful penis statue that they put up?
It can. I think it would mean a lot. Maybe put it in Dorchester or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
it'd be kind of fun.
That's what you need in Fields Corner.
There's a lot of stuff like that in Chicago. A lot of ethnic stuff that's up there. It's Irish.
Fields Corner needs some revitalization, and the world's largest clatter ring.
Yeah, yeah.
Like going around the train track or something would be a way of doing that.
Yeah. Do you ever have a clatter ring? There was kind of a mystery around it.
I think maybe briefly, I dated enough girls who wore them.
Yeah.
I know that, because all the single girls were wearing them in the 1990s.
Did you ever catch them flipping them back around again when you weren't with them?
No.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. You were with the right girl. Yeah.
I don't know this.
You have a clatter ring?
No.
Oh, you don't know what the clatter ring is?
No.
It's the it's a heart, and it's got a couple of hands around it. And there's a crown on top of the heart. And if you wear it pointing outward, that means that you are available.
Okay.
You are Irish and available. If you have it pointing inward, that means you are taken. It's almost like an engagement ring.
Or in male speak, if you wear it with the hearts pointing in, that means you are a challenge.
Mm. Yes. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I mean, the thing about that, too, is it was very easy because what was nice about it is, okay, this person is single and you didn't have to ask them. But the other thing was, is if you gave it to somebody and they were your betrothed, they could easily turn it around if they were angry with you or they wanted to break up with you or something. So it was easier for them to get away from you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I remember they were quite the thing in the early 1990s. And it was like a big deal if you were seeing a girl and she turned her clatter ring around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That was basically a signal that she expected, you know, some form of deeper commitment from you.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense, because I've worked with a lot of Irish people, old, you know, about 10, 12 years older, and they all wear clatter rings.
Yeah.
I just figured it was just Irish tradition, but I didn't realize there was some symbolism in the dating game that was used for.
It's a little bit like the bandanas at the truck stop.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you wear the bandana in your back pocket.
Right pocket, back pocket.
And the color that you wear tells people.
See, I didn't know about that.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah. That meant you were a swinger, right?
Yeah.
A gay swinger?
When's Pride Day? That's a good party, too.
It's Pride Month.
Are we doing
a Pride Month year now.
Are we doing a Pride Day show? I was born on Pride Day, by the way.
Oh, my God. Really?
I was born the day of the Stonewall Riots.
That kind of makes a lot of sense. Pride Day.
Pride Day.
Yeah.
I love Pride Day.
You know what's funny is years ago, I was in, many years ago now, I had brought up the idea for our team name to be Team Rainbow, because we were all different and we're all different colors of the rainbow. However, I didn't know that that was a very gay thing. And all of a sudden, this gay man asked me out after the class. And I'm like, well, I had no idea. And one of my friends in the class was like, oh, yeah, the rainbow is becoming a gay thing.
Yeah.
And I didn't know.
Plus, you had a yellow bandana in your back pocket. And
no, I didn't. I didn't. But we were still named Team Rainbow, and we did better than all the other classes.
Nice.
Yeah, that was when I was working at the cable company. Everybody would just go out and drink afterwards, so it was kind of a swinging time, too. You know, just like you'd always see like people not talking to each other that were like best friends the day before. They're like, oh, it looks like they hooked up last night. Ugh, gross. Yeah,
this is another one of those questions I have. Like, do the Zoomers still do the after work drinks?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Yeah. But however, I have gone out downtown a number of times to some nice restaurants, and they do go out to eat. I'll say that. There's quite a few people, at least I would say in their 30s mostly. I don't know about the 20s. So I don't see too many people in their 20s.
Those are the millennials that are that are doing that in their 30s.
Yeah.
The Zoomers are a little bit younger than that.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, yeah, I know the millennials are all about like avocado toast and Instagramming their food.
Yeah.
They don't have kitchens at home, so they have to eat out.
Yeah, one of the people at work the other day has told me he's eating avocado toast. I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't need to hear it. I'm like, stick it on your monitor. I don't care. I'm just like, what is going on?
Did he ask you to view his TikTok videos?
He's like in his late 40s. I'm like, come on, man. It's like I had nuts for breakfast. I did. I had like an egg and some nuts. Like traditional, non-traditional Irish breakfast.
We haven't talked about a full Irish breakfast.
I know. Let's talk about the full Irish breakfast. That's
the best Irish meal.
The full Irish breakfast is a meal in itself.
If there's one thing the Irish got right,
They love breakfast.
I will dunk on Irish food all day long, but Irish breakfast, oh yeah, I'm
hard
in.
To beat.
Well, it's made with that Kerrygold too.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's yes, good it stuff. Is.
Like how much fat and carbohydrates do you need to start your day?
Yeah,
all of them.
Look at this full Irish breakfast near me. The first thing that comes up is the Burren. They have the full Irish breakfast.
So what am I getting in that Irish breakfast?
The Plow and the Stars.
We're getting
also
the
Cambridge.
We're getting the grilled tomato.
Yes, the grilled tomato. Yeah, tomates.
Mushroom, blood sausage.
Blood sausage is a big one. Yep. What else they got in there?
There's rashers,
soda bread.
Soda bread. There's soda bread in there.
There's at least a couple of eggs.
There's the thick cut bacon, the rashers.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
the good stuff.
Isn't it black pudding? Or is it black sausage? Blood sausage.
Yeah. Ugh. You can call it a number of things.
I call it delicious.
Blood sausage is awesome. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
Can't get my wife to eat it, but it's good.
Yeah. You usually get some ketchup on the side. Oh, there it is. That looks like a full Irish right there. Oh yeah, we forgot the potatoes.
Oh yeah, there it is.
You have to have potatoes with everything. Potatoes are with everything.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's a nice starch. I made myself some nice red russets the other day. Those were good. I threw that in with my corned beef, so I kind of cheated on the potato. I had some nice red russets, so I didn't boil those. I roasted them.
I think state law says if you're serving that, you must have a defibrillator on the premises.
Yeah. It's so good going in.
Wash that down with a couple of shots of whiskey. You're ready for your day.
Few things are better than a nice breakfast, especially, well, a nice breakfast on like a Saturday or Sunday when you got the day off, I think. I don't eat a big breakfast during the week. I'll have a yogurt.
I don't eat breakfast at all.
No?
No.
You should.
Why?
You should really start timing and just get your metabolism going. Getting older,
my
metabolism's got to kick in.
My metabolism's fine. I stay at the same weight no matter what I do.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to have some water. Make sure you have a gallon of water.
Yeah,
a day.
I don't drink water either.
You got to make sure you're drinking water because otherwise the bones start creaking. You'll start getting rickets.
You don't get rickets from water. That's
you'll
like,
get the Charlie horses.
Vitamin D is the rickets.
Yeah, you'll get the horses. Rickets, you need lime and lemons. So just take the gallon of water and just spray a little lemon and lime in it. You're all set. You stay hydrated.
This is the worst breakfast ever.
You don't get the rickets. You poop a lot. Things get moving. It's good.
Yeah.
You'll drop like 5-10 pounds within a couple of weeks, probably. You got to stay hydrated. That's like my PSA for this hour.
A message from WMFO.
It's a message from WMFO. Drink
more
a gallon
water.
Of water. Yeah. Yeah, this is Chris Earle at WMFO. What is this?
But this is
Real Irish Show.
This is one of the things that the millennials and the Zoomers are obsessed with is how much water you drink.
Yeah,
you know, they're like, you got to drink water. You got to drink more water.
You do have to drink water, though. I do agree with that. Yeah, because there's many years I didn't drink water. It was mostly just beer. Mostly it was just beer.
I never drink water.
Yeah,
never.
And if you drink Bud Light, it's pretty close to water, but it still doesn't count. You have to drink just water and distilled water.
I suppose.
I'll even go one better. Get yourself some nice distilled water.
The closest I get to water is the melted ice in my martinis.
Ooh. I saw a Gordon Ramsay do an episode where he was up in, I think it was in Norway, and he actually went out to an iceberg and he chipped the ice for his martini, and it was crystal clear, and I'm like, that's got to be absolutely delicious.
Yeah.
Like they made like some salmon and I don't know, what else is in the sea, a trout? Something like that. But they made a nice fish dish, and he made these martinis and all kinds of like vegetables that were up there. I'm like, wow, that looks great. All these crazy roots and stuff.
I'd be tossing some of those chunks of ice in the whiskey, too. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Nice piece of glacial ice. See, there's a business we should be in.
What's that?
You wanna,
oh, I did shaved ice.
Yeah, you want to do the shaved.
I keep talking about it.
There's no future in that, right?
There is.
Because because it's a low-margin product, all right?
Yeah, but you get like $5, and it costs you like 3 cents to make it.
Chris and Derek's whiskey ice, chipped off of actual Norwegian glaciers.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Shipped to your home, frozen and ready to use.
Yep. That's not a bad idea.
You want in on this, George?
How much does it cost to keep it frozen and ship it?
You don't want to know the. Don't ask questions that you don't want to know the answers to. Okay. It is a difficult product, I will admit. You got to ship it in a lot of dry ice. May affect the flavor.
But it's a high-end consumer market.
Exactly.
These aren't things you advertise. You know about them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guarantee you. I guarantee you there is somebody shipping like glacier ice around Europe.
Oh, I believe it. Like in dry ice containers. And shipping it out.
And you can walk into Noma or some other Michelin starred restaurant. They're like, "Would you like glacial ice in your whiskey?"
If you've ever had glacial ice or glacial water, man, it just it literally feels like it was part of your body at one point, and it's welcomed back.
Isn't that the stuff in the glaso bottles at the supermarket?
This is from IrelandBeforeYouDie.com. I looked up the top 10 most famous Irish people ever. For an island as small as Ireland, it is remarkable how many famous Irish people there are. Here are our top 10. All right, give me a guess. Who would be in the top 10 for Irish people? Anybody want to go? George?
James Joyce.
James Joyce is not in the top 10. No, he's number 8. He's an influential writer. He was born on the 2nd of February in 1882 in Dublin, went on to become one of the most important and influential writers, not only in Ireland, but in the world. Widely regarded as one of the most important writers of the 20th century, Ulysses author, Joyce is often credited as helping to revolutionize fiction writing. I had to read James Joyce in high school and college. I hated it.
Sucks.
The Dubliners, Ulysses, all that. I'm like, you blowhard, Joyce.
It's readable. It's more readable than some of that Dickens stuff.
Yeah. Oh, I love Dickens. I like Dickens. He can talk about a door for like 4 pages. I adore it.
Famous Irish people.
How about Pierce Brosnan? Pierce Brosnan. Is he Irish?
I think he's British. He's Irish.
Isn't James Bond? There's another James. Well, no.
One of them's Irish.
Is he?
Is it Pierce Brosnan or Timothy Dalton?
They might both be Irish.
I don't think either one of them are, really. I thought Bond had to be an Englishman all the time.
No, he's been Australian. He's been...
Really?
Sure.
You're right. Pierce Brosnan is Irish.
I don't think Bond has ever been Welsh.
Oh, all right.
And, of course, Sean Connery was Scottish.
Yeah. He is not in the top 10, though. But there is another big actor in the top 10.
Liam Neeson.
That's correct. Liam Neeson is number 3, acting sensation. He's a famous Irish actor who was born on the 7th of June, 1952, in County Antrim. He was somewhat of a late bloomer as an actor, as he was in his 40s when he really began to make a breakthrough. I didn't know that. He was in Excalibur, I think was his first movie.
Wow.
One of his first.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
And he had success after he starred in many great films, received an Oscar, a BAFTA, and Golden Globe nominations. Conor McGregor. Everybody loves Conor McGregor. He's at number 2. Bono, is at number 1.
What about Van Morrison?
Van Morrison isn't in there. No, they stuck Bono in there. The other ones we got in the top 10, Michael Collins, revolutionary leader, played by Liam Neeson. Maureen O'Hara, star of the silver screen, The Quiet Man. Great movie. Who starred with John Wayne. Katie Taylor, who's an inspiring female boxer. I don't know why she's number 6, but she's number 6. Mary Robinson, Ireland's first female president.
Correct.
At number 7. James Joyce was 8. Oscar Wilde, another literary great.
Yep.
And Gay as a French Horn. He was number 9. And Anya? It's Enya. Anya. Is it Anya?
It was Anya back in the 80s. I may have changed. Yeah. So many things have.
She was born in County Donegal in 1961. Oscar Wilde's pretty good.
Yeah, Oscar Wilde's good.
He's fun to read. Dorian Gray, good stuff. Picture of Dorian Gray. I don't know Katie Taylor. I don't know Mary Robinson, but
Mary
Robinson, I'm not living in Ireland. I'd probably know them more. But those are the top 10 according to IrelandBeforeYouDie.com.
What about Seamus? Is it Seamus?
Seamus O'Malley.
Seamus.
Yeah, I have a friend named Seamus. He's pretty popular with the ladies. Well, he was. He's not anymore. He's married to a cop.
But yeah, that ended. James Joyce is like, you know, pretty good artist to have on your resume as a nation.
Yeah. Yeah. Overall, I like the Irish. I got plenty of friends that are Irish.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm mostly English, so when we get along, great. It's nice. It's kind of like, you know, the tale of two cities when we get together.
You know what all 10 of those people have in common other than being Irish?
I don't know.
They're all miserable. every last one of them miserable.
Well, they had to eat potatoes.
Yeah.
They had to eat the potatoes. Hello to my friends John and Lorraine, who are out in Limerick.
Wow.
They normally listen every week to our show.
Hello, Limerick.
So hello to Limerick. And it was fun staying with them. Stayed with them for 2 weeks when we went to see U2 out in 2011. Went out to see U2 and stayed in Limerick with them for a couple of weeks. Terrence's cousin is Lorraine and John's boyfriend. And they've been together, a couple for a long time. And they were very courteous and put us up there. And I put them up, and Terrence put them up when they came to the States a number of years later. Nice. They came in and they did a show here at WMFO, which was a very fun Irish show.
I vaguely remember that, yeah, actually.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, they were nice. I liked them.
And they talked about all kinds of differences between the U.S. and Ireland is great. They were talking about getting the Dunkins and the Dunkins on every corner, and also going into the Walmart and having guns sold in the Walmart. It was very big. So John got a picture with the Walmart. So it was pretty fun. I loved the phrase, too. We go out to the back of the beyond, which is like the countryside in Ireland. I always liked that phrase. It's like the back of the beyond. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. What is this? It is a real Irish show. We're playing some Irish music in the background. We're talking about Irish things. I'm here with George and Derek.
I'm Irish.
Who are today Seamus, Killian, and what were you, Sully? What were you going for?
Finn.
Finn McCool.
Finn.
Yeah.
I believe that's short for Finnegan.
I think the best bars or the best pubs are Irish pubs. I've been to England. I've been to a number of them. I think Irish pubs are more fun. Yes and no. What do you think?
No.
No, really?
No.
Which pubs do you think are more fun?
I will take an English pub over an Irish pub because the layout of the Irish pub is sort of built around little quiet pockets of conversation. You know, and then you've got the people playing music in the front. But it's really, everybody's sort of set apart, whereas with the English pub, the bar is in the middle of the room.
Okay.
And everybody just sort of gathers around that.
Yeah, but I don't want to talk to everybody.
Well, but I mean, if you're, it depends on what you're into.
Yeah.
You know, if you're in a mood to like be out and rub elbows and, you know, have a great time, I think the English pub is more conducive to that.
I think the Irish pub is very welcoming. I'll tell you something about the Irish. They always do the Irish goodbye. It's just like, yeah, it's over. It's like, you figure it out. Like, hey, where'd Seamus go? It's like, we haven't seen him in 2 hours. Yeah, he left.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The Irish are big because I think it's bad luck to say goodbye. I think that's one of the things. It's bad luck.
Is that why it's
you say
Irish
so long?
Goodbye.
And that's how Nana used to never say goodbye. Remember? She used to say toodaloo, or she'd say so long.
So long.
Yeah, because that was considered bad luck to actually say goodbye to somebody. That
may the road rise with you.
That means you're never
going
to see again. Yeah. May the door not kick you in the ass on the way out.
Yes.
Something else Irish. Let's think of something else that's fond.
Lucky Charms?
Yeah, I had some Lucky Charms commercials here in the background. Yeah, we should play a Lucky Charms commercial. I got that coming up.
O'Reilly's
the marshmallows,
Auto Parts?
They all tasted the same, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, always tasted the same.
But they're still the best part of the cereal.
Do you know all the things that were in the Lucky Charms?
No. Oh. Oh, you mean like the marshmallow shapes?
Yes.
Pink hearts.
Pink hearts.
You got one. Yep.
Pink hearts, yellow moons, blue diamonds.
All right. Pretty good.
Green clover.
Okay.
Orange stars.
All right. Let's see. I got it right here. Let's listen. It is the 1970s ad for Lucky Charms. You got pink hearts and yellow moons, right? I know that. Here we go.
Always have to be Lucky Charms, the frosted oat cereal with sweet surprises. Pink hearts, yellow moons, orange stars, green clovers, and blue diamonds.
Yeah, five for five.
Breakfast. Oh, they're coming. I'll make a rocket and fly away.
Whoops!
They're magically delicious.
Yeah, he makes something like every round, and then they catch him in the end anyway.
Yeah.
So, like, the pot of gold is getting the Lucky Charms. I'd rather personally have the gold. But yeah, I think you guys got all five of them there. And they ended up adding some kind of other weird stuff.
Purple Horseshoe?
Yeah.
I think mine.
Yeah, Purple Horseshoe's one of them. The Blue Diamonds,
Brown
I don't
horse
believe,
pucky.
Were original.
Yeah.
I remember one of those coming in really early on.
Yeah.
And it was like, what's this doing in here?
Here's one from 1960s. Let's see if they got the same... We'll see if they got the same shapes here. 1960s original Lucky Charms. And you'll notice when you go back a decade, the accent gets even stronger. Yeah. Here we go.
Charms. He's in that cave.
Up here, laddies.
Hey, watch it. Meow.
Yo-ho, laddies. Up here.
No wonder they're after me Lucky Charms. Tis a new oat cereal with marshmallow bits and lucky shapes. Yellow moons, green four-leaf clovers, orange stars, pink hearts.
Yep.
See them? Mixed right in with the oat cereal. Tis a charming cereal. Simply charming. A shortcut. I'll take it. Tis luck to catch a leprechaun, but nobody can.
Catch a pack of Lucky Charms.
Charming.
A Big G cereal from General Mills.
Yeah, you were right. No blue diamonds.
Yeah, blue diamonds.
Nope, nothing in that one.
There wasn't a lot of blue food pre-1970s. Yeah. It wasn't a color that they did.
So that was the 60s, and then we played the 70s. Let's go up to the 90s.
The 90s, bad.
Yeah, the 90s, he doesn't have an accent anymore, I don't think. It's very slim.
Is he wearing wraparound sunglasses and listening to hip-hop?
It's pretty close. There's all three different ethnicities as the kids in the background. That's what's interesting.
Yeah.
All right, so 90s Lucky Charms commercial. Let's see what this one does.
Pee-wee's Playhouse will return after these messages.
Oh, Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Uh-oh, those kids are after me, Lucky Charms. But thanks to me red balloon, I've made a clean getaway. Well, looky there, a shooting star, and it's heading this way. A deserted island. Well, at least I can eat me Lucky Charms in peace.
Wow, the marshmallow is delicious.
Oh no, more kids. I've got to get away. But how? There's a big star-shaped hole in me balloon. Maybe there's an answer in me magic rainbow. Let's see. Moons, hearts, diamonds, stars. Oh, did I say stars? Magic rainbow, make a match. Turn that star into a patch. Take me away, star balloon. Whoops.
It's literally like that. Full cartoon.
Now for the first time ever, it's a marshmallow inside a marshmallow.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, so they made a balloon. It was a marshmallow inside a marshmallow. He still has his accent there.
Especially marked boxes of Lucky
Charms. That wasn't too bad for 1990. And then there's one last one. This is a short 30-second one from 2008. Let's listen to Lucky.
Time's up, Lucky. Hand over those delicious Lucky Charms.
Oh, no.
Lucky. No accent.
It's time to give you your new charm, the Hourglass.
A new charm, but what does it do? Marshmallow power!
Yes.
Hand over those delicious Lucky Charms!
Lucky!
Again?
Lucky Charm cereal, the only place you can find the new Hourglass charm. Part of this good breakfast.
Hourglass.
Can control time? Wow!
Yeah, so he has no accent at that point, 2008, and he's met by Black Gandalf, who is the other cartoon character, and gives him the Hourglass charm.
Wow.
That's interesting. The evolution of Lucky Charms over the years.
What would happen in a world where Lucky the Leprechaun was no longer the mascot?
Who knows? All right. You are listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I've never been a Lucky Charms fan. I just didn't like it.
I liked them.
Yeah.
I liked anything that had those marshmallows in it, like all the General Mills like marshmallow cereals.
Like, all
I was a big
same.
Count Chocula guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we weren't allowed to have them. So
yeah, and we never really had sugary cereals around. We had like Cheerios and Raisin Bran. That was about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And those would sit there for a long time because we'd make eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Oh, it's the '70s. I have my bowl of sugar and then head off to school. It
yeah.
was great.
Yeah.
I don't have any teeth left, but man, happy childhood.
You ever been to Ireland?
I haven't. I've been to Paris,
but
I do want to go at some point.
Yeah, that'd be good. That's a fun little trip for Bobby when he gets older.
When he gets older,
yes.
Yeah. You know, we'll spend some time seeing Ireland and the UK and all that kind of stuff.
I've been four times. Have you been, George? You never been, have you?
No,
it's great. Yeah,
I think that.
Want to go to Limerick? We'll call up John and Lorraine, see if they'll host.
Sure.
I think the thing with Ireland, and I haven't been, so I can't confirm this, but from everyone I know who's been to Ireland, it's a great trip if you're a young adult. And not so much for the kids.
No, I wouldn't say it's a fun kids trip. Everything's green,
yeah.
Of course. It's beautiful, especially Galway. Galway yeah. is beautiful. Dublin reminded me of Boston a lot. Limerick is kind of like, you know, almost like a big Lowell, like a kind yeah. of a working class, you know, town. Limerick was great, but Dublin just kind of reminded me of any city USA, you
yeah.
know. But Galway was beautiful. I love Galway. And going on the cliff some more was just amazing.
But kids are like, you know, where's the water slide? Where's the roller coaster?
Yeah.
You know, like, where's, you know.
No, there's a pub.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, go drink a soda in the corner, kid. When adults are talking and drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I went over a number of times. I had a blast each time. I thought it was a lot of fun. A lot of different trips, and twice with a radio station, and then just twice for fun. I did one of those, like, almost, it wasn't a crimson travel, but it was like one of those travel things. And then
we went
on our own and saw U2 there at Croke Park, which was amazing. It was probably the most people I've ever had around me. It was probably, I think the seating was like 80,000 people, something like that. It was just a sea of people.
It's
and,
a big,
you know,
crowd.
Cheering. It's like, wow. I remember just walking to get in and out of there. You had to walk, you know, 3/4 mile, and you were just like herded cattle. It was pretty crazy.
Was Ireland shut down that day? I mean, like 80,000 is about the population of some of those towns.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Everybody was going to see U2. Yeah. A lot of Irish don't really like U2 that much, but makes sense.
A lot of Americans don't like taxes. U2. Yeah.
A lot of people don't. Yeah. I don't know. I still love you too, but you know, Bono's kind of a bozo.
No, I like, yeah. I you know, he at least has been consistent and like actually, you know, stands up and shows up for the causes he believes in. So I give him credit for that. I may not agree with him politically, but
he's got a big head. Yeah.
I admire the effort.
Yep. Favorite Irish lass? Can you think of any? James Joyce.
Oscar Wilde.
Oh, more, you know, Arrow was quite fetching. I don't know. I don't think Katie Taylor's anything special.
Bananarama.
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 Yeah. All right. How about the lady from The Corns or The Cranberries? Huh? Or you like Sinead O'Connor? Irish lass. How about Katie Ireland? Don't you remember Katie Ireland?
Kathy Ireland.
I
don't think she's actually Irish.
I think she's American.
No, yeah. She asked me to call her Katie.
Okay.
It was Katie Ireland, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But Kathy?
Kathy.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
Hot Irish girls.
Wasn't she Irish? She was sure she was.
I don't know.
She was a supermodel in the 80s and 90s. Well, maybe it was just her last name.
I think it's her last name.
It was just, oh, no, she was born in Glendale, California.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not
she's
Irish.
One of those. She's one of those Santa Barbarans.
We keep mistaking Californians for the Irish.
Actual last name, Katugian.
So I guess there aren't any hot Irish girls anymore. Yeah, I guess there aren't. No.
Oh, sure there are.
How about the Irish eyes of smiling? Do you think that still exists? The Irish eyes smile? I guess that's kind of like sex eyes, right? Like bed eyes?
No, they're
like
just...
Like bedroom eyes?
No, they're always angry. No, it's when they're happy for like 2 minutes out of their lifetimes.
Oh, so when they're drinking,
yeah, that's what that song is about. It's
Irish
for like
eyes
the 2 minutes
smiling.
Of the day or of the year when the Irish are happy.
Huh. What are Irish eyes like? Somebody asks. Irish eyes are shades of green. They range from dark olive green to bright green to pale jade. There's plenty of Irish people that don't have green eyes. You know? I think of somebody, you think that Star Trek person that was green, the one that Kirk like bedded, you think she was Irish? Remember that lady that was all green?
Did she have red hair?
Yeah, I think she did, actually.
I dated a redhead.
Yeah. And the Gorn was green. I wonder if he was Irish.
Yeah, I dated a redhead. Yeah. Redheads are cool. Redheads are fun.
You know, yes and no. It depends on the redhead. Because some Irish people I met were just flat out crazy.
Yeah.
You know? Just crazy. But then there's others that are nice. It's just like that anyway. I guess you can't stereotype.
No, you can, and it's more fun.
Nah. Then they're all crazy. I'm going to say they're all crazy. Yeah. This one's all from me, Grog, in the background. Would you rather have whiskey or beer on St. Patrick's Day?
Mm. Whiskey.
Yeah.
As I get older, whiskey sends you to the bathroom less.
You ever have an Irish coffee?
Oh,
I had one this morning.
There
I even
go.
Made it with the cream and everything. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. Did you have some water after that? That'll dehydrate you.
You got that
dehydration going two ways with that thing.
I'm halfway through my gallon.
Yeah,
I've got a ways to go. It's not the day's not over yet, but yeah. But yeah, I had a nice Irish coffee today. And I'll probably have one tomorrow, too, leading up to St. Patrick's Day. There's all kinds of things you can do in Boston on St. Patrick's Day. All kinds of different pubs. We mentioned the Burn.
You can punch an Irishman. Just like get off the train and hit somebody. There's a good chance you're going to be right.
Yeah. You know, I should say hello to Tim Gilgun. He's up on the wall still here at
Tim
WMFO.
Gilgun.
He was here doing an Irish show with me years ago with his buddy Will.
Do not.
They're both from Charlestown.
Do not punch Tim Gilgun.
Yeah.
You will wind up in the urgent care.
You want to meet some Irish people from Charlestown? Those are two guys to meet. Willie and Tim.
That's
they came in
school.
Here three times and did and we did St. Patrick's Day shows. And we talked about some Irish things. Pretty fun.
Old school Irish.
Yeah.
Old school Charlestown Irish.
Yeah.
They kind of old school Charlestown Irish that hates the old school Somerville Irish.
Yeah.
That's real Irish right there. That's as Irish as you get. Oh, we hate the people from that town over there. Why? Because they live in that town over there.
I like that island that Luke Skywalker was on in Last Jedi. That was probably the only part of the movie that I think I liked. Which was an island, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah. What the heck was it? Tony Michael, or whatever the heck they call the islands out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Skellig Michael.
Part of the British Isles. But yeah, pretty amazing.
Skellig, I should be.
Yeah.
You go to Boston pubs, you can learn a fair amount of Gaelic.
Yeah, I went to this island.
Would you like to go to the bar in the Skellig, or, you know, the Gaelic ghost?
Yeah. I went to the place that only speaks Gaelic, and a couple got married on the island, and we went to the wedding, and I'm like, what are we doing here? It was just like there wasn't much to do. They like had this one pub that was downtown. They rented out the room, and they got married. It was kind of like a promotion for the radio station or something, mostly. And then I remember Terrence just got on a bicycle and left. He didn't even stay with anybody.
Irish goodbye.
And then the rest of us, we were all watching the wedding, you know, like,
were
oh
they naked?
God. No, but we ended up going on this boat that was like a diesel boat. The thing must have, you know, been ready to just retire because the amount of smoke on it. If you've ever gone up the Cog Railway
yes.
in New Hampshire,
yes.
and that smoke, just the coal just goes right in your face
yep.
on the way up. That's what this diesel boat was. And it was cold and it was windy. And I'm like, if we go in the drink here, we are all done.
That's why they weren't naked.
Yeah, it was pretty scary, actually. So what did we do? We had a couple of drinks, you
sure.
know, on the boat too, just to maintain our Irish courage while we were there. But yeah, that was pretty wild.
Diesel smoke adds some character to the whiskey.
Yeah, yeah. But you guys should go. It's pretty fun little trip.
No, I want to go because it's, you know, I'm from somewhere over there. I don't know where.
You don't know what county?
No. I do. I think it's Kinsale.
Yeah, that's not gonna. That's not a good one.
Yeah. I know. Hey, my wife's Calabrian, so
is she?
Yeah,
all right. Yeah,
yeah. That's as bad as it.
My brother's Cardassian.
Yeah,
yeah.
If there's a part of Italy you don't want to be from, it's Calabria. And if I get caught saying that too many times around here and get my kneecaps broken,
is that true? Is that true? Why?
Yeah, Calabria is Sicily without the mafia.
Oh, okay.
It's so Sicily is off
as
the coast.
As far as we know.
Yeah. Sicily is off the coast. Calabria is mainland.
Yeah.
And that's where all of that stuff goes on.
Huh.
Right? But Calabria is the most depressed, underdeveloped, neglected part of Italy.
Okay. I don't want to go there.
So it's a bit like County Mio.
What is it? County Mio?
County Mio.
County Mio. Is that in Ireland?
Yes.
Oh, I don't think I've been there. What do they make there?
Sheep.
Irish lasses.
Sheep.
Yeah.
No, they're too busy making sheep to make Irish lasses.
If you had a farm in Ireland, what would you have on it, George?
Sheep.
Just sheep? Maybe a mule, donkey?
I'd herd sheep, yeah.
Yeah. Have a dog? Maybe an Irish setter.
Beautiful red Irish setter. Wasn't that Nan's favorite dog?
I think it was.
I go for sheep. Sheep are pretty agreeable.
An Irish setter.
Easy to tend to.
Yeah.
A breed of gun dog, a family dog, commonly used as a show breed, recognized by the American Kennel Club as a field bred red setter in the Field Dog Stud book.
Now, I just learned that in the UK, they call them gun dogs.
Yeah,
and
gun
dogs. Not sporting.
Yep.
Right?
It said the temperament is lively, affectionate, energetic, companionable, independent, and playful, unlike most of the Irish women I've been out with. They were almost the antithesis of that.
Weren't those?
I should have gotten an Irish setter.
Should have got a
weren't
dog.
Those the dogs that you took out birding? Like if you're going out to hunt ducks and stuff like that, the Irish setter, the setter would go.
I think that's
and,
what makes him a gun dog, yeah. right? Because you go birding.
You go and pick up the carcass, and then you get dinner.
Jeez, I didn't even know it was called birding.
They have a good soft mouth.
Yeah, let's go birding later.
You need a soft mouth.
Let's go birding later. I think that would be kind of fun. So what do? They just take shotguns and like shoot in the air and just take out, you know, all these Irish birds, right?
Well, no, the dog would go out in the brush and flush the bird.
Yeah.
And then when the bird takes off, you'd have to shoot it. And then the dog would go and get the bird and bring it back to you.
Yeah, that's not very nice.
It's not like retrievers would go and get them in the water,
mm-hmm.
but the setters would get them on land.
Huh.
If I, again, Philomena Kunk over here. So.
Mitt Romney had a Irish setter called Seamus. That's what it says. And, of course, Big Red, the Big Red Dog, is also an Irish setter.
Clifford, the Big Red Dog, is an Irish setter?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's an Irish setter.
Doesn't look like an Irish setter.
Yeah, that's what it says here.
Hmm.
Somebody wrote that on the Wikipedia page. Big Red's officially an Irish setter. Did they ever make a big cartoon out of that? Didn't they make something? I knew they made a giant Marmaduke movie and a Clifford.
John Ritter was the voice of Clifford, I believe.
Yeah.
Prior to his passing.
Oh, okay.
Clifford killed him.
Yeah.
The stress of being Clifford was too much for John Ritter to take.
Luckily, we still got Bill Murray after he voiced Garfield.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's much lower stress than you're doing Garfield. Because Garfield, you're doing for the money. Clifford is all about legacy.
Yeah.
I like the little tidbit that Bill Murray voiced Garfield.
Yeah.
And the voice actor who voiced Garfield in the 80s was the voice of Peter Venkman for the Ghostbusters cartoon.
Correct. Really? Lorenzo Music.
Wow, that's interesting.
Carlton, your doorman from Rhoda.
Yes.
Bill Murray is Irish, I think.
I think so.
I'm pretty sure he is.
Well, he's Canadian. No, he's he's Canadian. Maybe.
No.
I think he's German.
He was born in Illinois. He's born in Evanston.
Oh, he's German.
Nah.
Yeah.
Murray's I'd say he's Irish. He's got Murray as his last name.
Yeah. Is that an Irish name?
I think so.
Is that his real name?
As far as I know, yeah.
He's not...
William James Murray, yeah.
He's not William James...
Evanston, Illinois. Yeah.
Plus he has a brother named Brian, too, you know?
Yeah.
Brian's very Irish.
The Brian's Irish, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's Irish.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
He's a funny guy.
Oh, he's one of my favorites.
I've laughed heartily at his work.
Yeah, he's been curiously missing lately.
Apparently.
He'll show up and do a little bit here and there, and that's it.
Somebody interviewed him, and apparently he is notoriously difficult to get a hold of.
Right.
Like, he never answers his phone.
Yeah.
And one of the roles that he was up for was Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yep, yep.
And he found out that Bob Hoskins got cast. And that they'd wanted him to have the role, and he was screaming in an airport because he would have wanted to play that. He really wanted to do that.
No, should have called him back.
They couldn't get a hold of him. Wasn't returning anybody's calls.
I love Bill Murray, but Bob Hoskins was great in that.
Yeah,
Bob Hoskins never really did much more than that, other than being in the Pink Floyd movie too.
Dad, could you imagine? Yeah. Could you imagine that movie with Bill Murray? That would be
trying to imagine.
Yeah, that would be like a defining, you know, cultural moment right there.
Yeah,
nothing against Bob Hoskins, who's great in it.
Still a great movie.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
But the thing is Bob Hoskins didn't outshine Roger Rabbit and all the cartoons in it.
Right.
And that's what they probably were looking for more. I think Bill Murray would have tried to use his star power to make it funny in his way versus the way they wanted to do it with the cartoons.
And it would have been that much better. Zemeckis knows how to handle that.
Yeah, it was a great movie. I'm surprised they didn't do more with that. I'm surprised they didn't do a sequel to that.
The reason they didn't is because that happened at probably the last possible moment you could get away with that.
Yeah.
Before everybody started talking about intellectual property value. Mm-hmm. And Disney was like, no more Disney and Warner Brothers. And Warner Brothers was like, no more Warner Brothers and Disney. And everyone like gathered up their stuff and they were like, nope, we're not sharing anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that movie cuts across the entire history of animation. And it's the only time that you're ever going to see all those characters together in one place.
Sure. What do you think about the Irish flag? It's orange, it's white, it's green. Probably one of the better flags. I think it's joyful.
Simple. Colorful. Frequently mistaken for the Italian flag.
Well, because of the red and the orange, right?
Yeah.
Because the Italian, isn't the Italian green and white and red?
Yeah, it's green, white, and orange. Green, Italian's green, white, and red.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, there might be a African country that has orange, white, green, the opposite order.
Really?
I think so, and that gets mistaken for the
Irish. Yeah, there is an African country that does that.
Huh. The Ivory Coast.
Ivory Coast.
The yeah, the flag of the Ivory Coast is backwards. You're right. It's orange, white, and green. So interesting.
So in a pinch, if you got someone from Cote d'Ivoire coming over and you got an Irish flag, you just hang it upside down and you're good to go. Yeah, good
there's
to go.
There's two more, too. Like George said, it is the flag of Niger is also orange, white, green with an orange circle in the middle of the white. Flag of the Ivory Coast, we mentioned, and also the flag of India is orange, white, and green, and there's some kind of, like, gear in the middle of
the white. Yeah, if you got other stuff on the flag, that's not... I don't know why you put other stuff on the flag.
A blue spinning wheel. It's almost like a prisoner wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Don't put other stuff on your flag.
Yeah.
Like
I don't know. I kind of like the Californian flag with the bear on it. That's pretty cool.
That's not bad. Yeah. But I will say, like, even the United States flag is obnoxious with all the stars.
Yeah.
It's like... Don't have some colors. Like the stripe, red and white stripes would have been great.
Yeah.
That would have been a cool flag.
Here I am researching flags, and it's like, do you want to buy a flag of India? I'm like, no, get me out of here.
You
like all of a sudden, 10 windows are popping up thinking I'm looking for flags.
Like if you're going to put stuff on your flag, do what Russia does, and it's like one color, and we're going to have like our hammer and sickle over in the corner. That looks good.
They're lucky just to have a flag.
But if you already got stripes and you're putting other stuff in there, like here's a wheel, here's the sun, here's an AK-47, like why? I understand that it's important to, you know, whoever signed the bill authorizing the flag.
Yeah.
But yeah, 50 years on, no one cares.
That's true. We should mention the Guinness factory. Do you like Guinness? I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
You like Guinness, George? Yeah. Derek?
I used to drink a ton of Guinness. Yeah. I don't really drink that much beer anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Same. But surprisingly low calorie count if you're counting that kind of thing.
Yeah, you can have some crisps
there is
at the pub, get a little crisps and have some, what do they call their sandwiches there? A toasty?
Yeah,
a
toasty.
A toasty, some crisps and a Guinness.
A bready stack?
Yeah.
It is very difficult to get a hangover from Guinness.
It is.
And it is one of the most miserable experiences known to mankind.
What, to have a hangover?
The Guinness hangover is vicious.
I don't know if I've had a Guinness hangover.
It's the worst migraine that you've ever had, and it lasts for like 15 hours.
Yeah. Is it because of all the iron in it?
I don't know what it is. Yeah. It might be. But whatever it is, like...
Piercing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, tequila will make you sick, and you'll be miserable, but you can sleep that off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Guinness hangover, you try and sleep it off, and you wake up, and it's like, no, I'm still here. We're going to be around. We're going to be friends for a little while. Dig in.
Mm-hmm. Guinness Book of World Records, also part of Guinness.
Yes.
Yeah, and also a great book. It's not so good anymore, but yeah, it used to be so much fun, like being in the grandparents' house and they had like a 1972 Guinness Book of World Records. And it's like that's what you would see at the pub because it had just quick factual information and everybody could pub quiz. It was like the original pub quiz, that Guinness Book of World Records.
How iconic was the photo of the guy smoking all the cigarettes?
Oh, right, right. With the fingernails.
That was the
best. Know, the guy with the guy with all the fingernails. Horse racing, also a big thing in Ireland. I think that originated in Ireland, the horse racing.
I think they like the golf, too.
They like the golf, yep, big golf fan. Temple Bar area in Dublin was great. Ireland was the first place to celebrate Halloween, which I didn't know.
Mm.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting.
That's interesting.
That is.
Irish kids, they were the first ones to celebrate Halloween. Don't kiss the Blarney Stone when you go there, because the locals pee on it. We learned that.
Well, COVID, too.
Yeah. Irish tea is big. Aran sweaters. Yeah, the Aran Islands. That's where I went, where they still speak Gaelic. But those Aran sweaters, man, they're nice. And I ended up taking home a couple of blankets. They were great.
You don't think about a lot of Irish...
They didn't even have smallpox on them.
They were good. You don't think about a lot of Irish products here in this country.
Mostly it's like clothing.
It's a Guinness.
Mostly it's clothing. Somebody knitted you something nice.
Yeah, but it's not like an Irish, it's not like a brand name. You know, like Guinness is a brand name. Like, name five Irish brands. Guinness. And Irish Spring doesn't count.
Irish Spring, Lucky Charms.
Yeah, doesn't count.
It says only 10% of the women
have
red hair, or 10% of all Irish people have red hair. However, it is the highest percentage of people having red hair in a population in the world.
It's not even their own red hair. They got it from the Vikings.
Yeah, yeah. Vikings. The crake, the crack for having a good time. Are you having a crack? Game of Thrones was filmed there. We should mention Game of Thrones.
They film a lot of stuff over there.
Yeah.
I'm still looking for Five Brands.
Beautiful place to go.
Jameson's is good, too.
Yeah, Jameson's. It's mostly booze.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking
Guinness.
I'm thinking booze.
What else?
It's like there's no big Irish tire manufacturer.
U2.
You know?
The kind of a brand.
You know what they make? You know what they make in Ireland is Viagra.
Do they?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are they green pills?
No, they're blue.
They're the clovers.
But apparently,
yeah, blue diamonds.
Yeah.
Apparently,
blue diamonds. Blue diamonds.
When they first opened the Viagra factory, the emissions from the factory were driving all the guys around the factory crazy.
Come on.
The poor women had to seek relief because
the men
would not leave them alone.
Oh my God. I don't know. I think that's a fallacy too. I don't know.
I think that's urban
legend. If you get a little excited to something, it's easy to just be like, think of baseball or something and just go about your day. And just like, I'm better again. I'm good.
Yeah, no, this was...
I don't need relief. I'm fine. I got six more hours of work to do.
This apparently was exceptional.
You can't just leave work and go home and, screw you, whoever you're with and then come back to work a few hours later because you work in the factory.
Well, how much time do you have for lunch?
Well, in Ireland, they got like 10 minutes. We're not in France.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if the French had the Viagra factory? Nobody would ever shown up for work again.
That's why the French don't have the Viagra factory.
Yeah, that's true. I think the last thing we'll play here in the background is Metallica, Whiskey in the Jar.
But it's like there's no Irish tires. There's no Irish bedding company.
Yep.
Yeah, right. No Irish clothing brands, really, that come to mind.
No, not really.
There's no great Irish toy manufacturers.
Nope. It's more the people, I think.
Yeah.
And the food, of course.
Well, that tells you something.
Right? Yeah. No, they like to have a good time, for the most part, I think.
It's not the consumerist American culture. That
they do like a good brawl, too.
But it's, usually...
A good Donnybrook.
Usually, you think of a country, and it's like, this product comes from... And it's like, Ireland is immediately Guinness is the first thing everybody thinks of.
Yeah, Irish boxing. But it's not a brand. But, Irish boxing. Sure. The Irish Athletic Boxing Association.
Yeah. Is that bare knuckle or gloves?
I think it's both. Depends on what decade you're living in, pretty much. You watch that Far and Away, man. That's got a great boxing scene in it. Tom Cruise. That one's fun. And if you follow the first Irish boxer, it was like Seamus O'Sullivan or something.
Yeah.
He had a very Irish name. The Kennedys. Irish or not?
Oh, yeah, they're Irish.
Yeah.
Sure.
Americanized Irish.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Want to do a PSA?
I'll do a PSA.
Yeah.
Should I do it in a brogue?
Sure. Why don't you do a mental health one?
Mental Health National Anti-Stigma Live Announcer Copy. Oh, so this is the one meant to be read. I gotta take the glasses off whenever I do these things now because I can't see with the glasses on.
You look more Irish without the glasses.
Ask yourself, what kind of friend are you? Are you a work friend? Are you a friend that hangs out on weekends? Are you a chill out and watch TV friend? Are you that friend who shows up on moving day? Or are you the kind of friend who's there for someone dealing with a mental illness? Be there for them because your support will give them a much greater chance of recovery. Mental illness, what a difference a friend makes. For more information on how to support someone dealing with a mental illness, go to whatadifference.org. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Nice. Go ahead, George. Why don't you round us out with a PSA?
Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you?
Ooh, yeah.
Try eating dried fruits.
Ooh.
Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh, so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you.
So dry.
Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read all the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients, but no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you. than candy or a processed snack.
Lick them.
I'm a big fan of fruit. Yeah. What was it, a public service message?
A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WNFL.
There you go. All right, everybody. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Thanks for coming in, George.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you all.
Yeah, happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. My little Max is coming up next. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 FM on your radio dial. Thanks for listening, everybody. See you next week.